Okay, Parshas Shmini, Parshas Achodesh, let's ask three questions. So the first question is that if we look at Parshas Shmini, so specifically occurs Vayibah Yom HaShmini, and the question is like, why? Why is it such a big deal that Parshas Shmini occurs on the eighth day? Like, why is it that the Mishkan to be specifically erected on the eighth day? It's the first question. The second question is Parshas Achodesh. When it comes to every other month of the year, it's not like we have a special Kriyas Torah before that Rosh Chodesh. Ah, you're going to tell me Adar? Yeah, but we only Parshas come for Adar, because that's when they actually announced the Shkalim. So before Nisan, we read Parshas HaChodesh to like remind us that it's going to be Nisan. And like the question is like, why do we do this? And then the third question is Parshas Shmini, Parshas HaChodesh. What's the connection between the two? So perhaps the idea is as follows. So the significance of Yom HaShmini explains the first, and again, similar vein, friend Maral. Maral explains that Yom HaShmini, Shmini always represents L'mal Min HaTeva, but it first takes a step further and explains that the eighth day always represents entering to a new state. So when it came to a boy getting a bris milah, so when he circumcised on the eighth day, now he's entering to a new realm. So the same thing is true when it came to Jewish people at HaKamas HaMishkan. Now Klal Yisrael are entering to a new realm on the eighth day. So therefore, the day of HaKamas HaMishkan was Yom HaShmini. Now, if we look at the day of Yom HaShmini, what day was that? That was specifically Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In a year earlier, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Jewish people that they're going to be redeemed from Egypt. So things came to full circle, that a year earlier on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us in the midst of Rosh Chodesh. 2 weeks later, we're going to be redeemed from Egypt. And finally, the Gula came to its culmination, its conclusion, a year later on Rosh Chodesh Nisan with the erection of the Mishkan. So the connection between Parshas HaChodesh and Parshas Shmini is that they both occur in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Parshas HaChodesh is preparing us for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Parshas Shmini occurred on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And perhaps the idea why it is before Rosh Chodesh Nisan we need to have a special Kriyas HaTorah is that it's supposed to remind us of the idea and the themes of Parshas HaChodesh, the idea that the Jewish people are not bound by Teva, and that there's eventually going to be a Geula for Klal Yisrael, that the month of Nisan, that's when God took us out of Egypt, He did those miracles for us. And the message that we have to remind ourselves before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is that the same thing is going to be true, it's going to happen again. So Jewish people were L'mal Min HaTeva, that's Parshas Shmini, that's Parshas HaChodesh. And in this year, in Tavshin Pei Dalet, with all the suffering that the Jewish people have experienced with the ongoing Milchama, we have to remind ourselves of the message of Parshas Shmini and Parshas HaChodesh, that the Jewish people were L'mal Min HaTeva, and eventually that there's going to be a Geula from this as well.